The issue today that I want to focus on is a little bit of a review, but focusing primarily on some of the changes that have happened for this year given the new tax law, then kind of narrowing in on some of the tax treaty issues that payments to foreign entities have. That's one of the issues that I think a lot of my clients are seeing. And then there's another issue that has come up for a couple of my clients this year that I think a lot of us in the tax world kind of take for granted, that we all know how to deal with tax deposits. And apparently I found that some of my clients don't really. So I just want to bring that to everyone's attention, because if you haven't thought about how your tax deposits are being done, you might want to go home and take a look at it, because I think it was a surprise for some of the VPs of finance at some institutions this year to find that they had some issues. So that's what I really want to talk about today. Now, to get started, let's just do a quick review as to why we are even thinking about this subject. So there is a completely separate tax system, the non-resilient tax system, that is carved out under Section 1441. And that basically requires that any withholding agent who makes any type of payment that's going to constitute U.S. gross income or gross income from U.S. sources is required by law to withhold, deduct, or collect a tax equal to 30% thereof. And if you don't do that, then congratulations. 1461 comes along and says, you get to pay the tax, plus the penalties for not doing it correctly, plus the interest from the time it was not done. So that's why we're here. And I think it's always good to go back and to take a look at Section 1441. In your handout materials, I gave you that code section highlighted so you could take a look at it and read with your leisure if you don't get an opportunity to read the Internal Revenue Code every day. Now, when we think about Section 1441 and what it means to have the separate tax system,